Thursday night, Chovos Al Vavos. Shar Bitochon, Perek Vav. Everybody's fulfilling Perek Vav by we're up to the fourth Ofen on page Kuf Samach Gimel. So again, he's going through a list of, a lot of times people learn Shar Bitochon and they ask shilas, like, what about this case, what about this case, what about this case? And a lot of times, not always, but more often than you would think, the answer is that there's no answer to the shila. You have to do where you're holding in Bitochon. There's no objective line that's drawn like there is by tefillin. Let's say you have to wear tefillin for 1 second a day, and it's better if you wear it a whole day. The real mitzvah is to wear it a whole day, but you're not mevatel the mitzvah if you wear it for a second. So Bitochon is not like that. There's no objective criterion. Where you're holding, that's what you do. Okay, you can make a case that you can act above your madrega because that way you grow and you grow into it and you get used to it. But in essence, the answer to many of these questions is, if that's how you feel, so then don't do it. Or do it. So here the Chovos Al Vavos is going through like logical. He's saying this is chutzpah and this is silly and this is not logical. So he means, if you're holding where you're supposed to be holding, then you would yourself see that this is an absurd way to act, or a silly thing to say. If you're not holding there, then you could look at the Chovos Al Vavos as he's being unusually harsh, and what's he talking about, and I can think of a difference, and what do you mean, etc. But if you're holding where he wants you to be holding, then you would say, yeah, tak, it's absurd, it's silly. Page Kuf Samach Gimel. Bovon Aravi'i, the fourth way in which the people are showing their foolishness. Shekolam Amashkin is Chaveiro. Why would you demand a guarantee from someone? So it would be one of three reasons. Ha'achas onyo umiyo tasegyado. You figure, you know, you don't know what's going to be. So who says he'll be able to afford it? So right now he's holding. So right now, you know, where he has assets, so you take a guarantee from him because you don't know what tomorrow is going to be. That's one reason. The Hashem is Soros Eino B'Meshi Yisigya Yodo Shekoshe L'Kablam Yimeno V'Sachov, where he owes you money and he's doing well now, and like it bothers you. If he's doing so well, you know, let him pay me up. But so that sounds very logical and reasonable, but the Chovos Al Vavos is revealing to us, you know, sometimes there's a Soros Ayin involved. Like, why is he, can he make such a bar mitzvah? He owes me money. It's not necessarily a kasha, but sometimes there's a sarasayan involved, so that's why you would want a guarantee. Vashlishas mipachto penyomus. Poshut, you want to have a technical lien on his property, because maybe he'll die, he's a boss of a dump. Those are the three reasons why you would want a guarantee for someone. You're not sure he'll be able to do it in the future. It's really all boils, right? Or either because of poverty or because he'll die. Or there's a Tzoros Ayin involved. You want to not have him just feel free and spending and he owes you money. Well, l'fikach, taking a mashkon, taking a security deposit. Refuah, he's not going into it if it's right, if it's wrong, if you should do it, you shouldn't do it, but anyway, it makes sense between people to have it. If you would know for sure not going to die, and he's going to have enough money to pay you when he has to pay you, and you wouldn't have this problem of not forgiving. So then, I saw Kabbalah Samashkin, Maguna, believe something. Then you would look at taking a deposit as being unworthy of a moral, ethical human being. What are you bothering him for? There's no reason to. Tarot says these three things are true. So he points out, but you understand yourself that if not for these three things, then what are you taking? You know, you want to collect your chayv, but to take a deposit for a chayv that's going to be due in 2 years, you want security, a mashkin, that's not right. It becomes okay if you're protecting yourself against real things. But if we put aside those things, so you would realize it doesn't make sense to take a mashkin, it's wrong. Lefika chabori yisala shena tiyur mo'elu matim imlo, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, these three things are not no geya, what are you worried about? Hashem's going to be around. Hashem's going to be around. Hashem forgives you. Hashem is going to have enough money in the future. Maguna umuzer miyol demashkino. So to play this game and to demand a deposit from him, so to speak, and then you'll get your act together. That's strange. Again, it means you're not really holding anything. Either you're lacking in emuna, or you're severely lacking in bitachon. It doesn't make sense to say no. I have that, but you know, but to act this way. Number 5. So number 1 is who's in charge here. You're a little confused who should be giving and who should be demanding the deposit. Number 2 was you don't really have a picture of what you need. You'll always want more and more. You'll never be satisfied that you got a big enough deposit. Number 3 was that, wait a second, you're the one that owes the money. What are you taking a deposit from him if you're the one that owes? And you can't even catch up, and you'll always owe. So what are you should be worried about if you fulfilled your obligations, not getting a deposit from the person giving you. And the 4th thing is that there's no reason to take a deposit. Doesn't make sense. No one's going away. No one's going home. No one's becoming poor. No one's becoming impoverished. No one's becoming unable to give you what you need. That was number 4. Page Kuf Samach Gimel, Volfen HaChamishi, number 5. Shamimashkein es Chaveiro. Tishko Nafsho Alidei HaMashko. You know, Mashkin, many times, you trust the guy, it's financially, that's not the real point, but it calms you down. You're calm, you're nervous. You're nervous, the guy's not going to pay you. So this calms you down. Someone asked me a shaila, very interesting shaila. I'm sitting next to someone on the bus, local bus in Yerushalayim. He asked me the following shaila. A gemach, a kupa shel tzedakah, Yerushalayim. So, I don't know if he made up the story or it was a true story. You probably know that such things could be possible. They have the choice of 2 people to give to. They're both the same nitzrochim. One's a baal bitachon, and his calm and his household's calm. And the other one, the house is, the house is a mess. So should they be madif, the not baal bitachon? Because, the house is like messed up. On the other hand, it's like it's not fair. Like you're penalizing the guy that's the baal bitachon, so to speak. And when he has bitachon, he's going to get money. So maybe this is how he's supposed to get the money. Through you. I mean, I don't know if he was asking me to paskin. I don't think so, because he just met me on the bus. It's not like he called me up and asked me a shaila. Rabloy in my neighborhood, sometimes, I guess it depends on his mood,
like he walks in the street and somebody asks him a shayla. So sometimes he says, like, let's say you wouldn't have met me now, and he doesn't answer. He's like, we happen to meet, so he asks me a shayla. Like, come to my house when I have hours if you have a shayla. Well, let's say we wouldn't have met. Anyway, I told the guy, the Gemara, that at Stoka, the Gemara in Sukkah, I think, and at Stoka, Mishtalemes, or I forgot the Lashon, Ela Lefi Chesed Shebo. So it's not sure. Alts Hilchus Tzedaka, they're both equal. But the Stoka, Einat Stoka Mishtalemes, yeah, I think you get Schar, Ela Lefi Chesed Shebo. The Gemara brings on a Pasuk. So I said, it's more of a Chesed to that guy. So the L'chayr, they should be Madif him, I, the Kupas at Stock Organization, and Al Stocker, they're both the same, but that Gemara says that the Stocker, you could measure the Chesed and Baal. So and then the Baal Bitachon, so you hope and assume, the Chavodah says in his introduction that the Baal Bitachon has more chance of getting, if he's a true Baal Bitachon, so he has that much more chance of acquiring what he's supposed to get. So it's Hashem will get it. Like, he has, that's the second reason. He has more chance of getting it some other way. So I said, so now you have an answer if it ever comes up in the Kupa. But I'm sure you know of such cases. One guy's house is falling apart out of tension and nervousness and lack of shalom bias. The other house needs the money just as much, but you know, you don't have these issues.
They don't need it just as much, right?
What?
Yeah,
right. I meant monetarily they need it just as much. It's the same electric bill.
Correct.
And it's the same financial issue. But there's other factors. But then you feel like you're penalizing the good guy. Okay, anyway, he says, you take a mashkin. I don't know if you listen to me. Probably not. I don't know if it was a real Shiloh. I think, like, you know, you meet people, they think they have to. I want to be left alone. People don't understand.
He was a big
Rabbi
because he was thinking and hoping we'd find a Rabbi
that was. I got the bus I never take. It was very funny that I met him there. Shamashkin is Chavero. Tishkot Nafsho are the day Mashkin. He gets calm. Fishu Mekave Ligvos Mimenu. He figures, okay, you know, now I have a place to collect from. Ulishtamish Bo Oba Khalifov. Okay. Avul Misha Nidmelo. But the person that wants to deposit from Hashem, he's talking about future needs. So he can't be calm that he's going to have the money. How does he know he'll have it when he needs it? Avul Misha Nidmelo. Hello? Yeah. Yeah, but I give shiur now, right? Okay, bye. I'll talk to you later, bye. Avul Misha Nidmelo, Shem Yaktim Lo Hashem Dei Tzarcho, Tiksho Nafsho, Men Yoni Ha'olam, Hare Tanos Lezu Sheker. He doesn't need it now, right? He needs it for his kid's college education. So, you know, maybe Lehman Brothers, Bernie Madoff. I just read an article that the bonds are also in Dredd. So, you know, who says what's going to be? So it's not calming him down. That's point number five. One of the reasons for a mashkin is that it calms you down. If you're taking it for a future need, then it's not. You shouldn't be calm. It doesn't make sense. If you're not calm because it's Hashem, and Hashem's going to provide for you, which were the other points, some of the other points. So, you know, you say, oh, now I have money. Who says you'll have this money in 2 years? People, things happen, you know, things happen. And you need the money for other things. You know, there's other things to separate you from your money. You think you're saving your money for a college education. Meanwhile, you could need it for different things that could come up. That they can't learn now, they can't, you know, they're nervous. And that'll be calm.
sheker, they're lying, or they're foolish. They're not thinking one step ahead. Ki efshar sheyeh zegoreim l'tirdos libam v'dagas nafshim. What are they going to do? They're going to build up a portfolio. Now they have to worry about the portfolio, right? They're going to start calling up the stockbroker every day or every week, ask him what's doing with the portfolio, and he sometimes will answer them, and they really get nervous, right? People save money and they invest it, right? People don't want to put it in the bank because they're not happy with 0.05% interest or whatever the bank gives you. So they invested. We know what happens to investments. So you're looking for peace of mind, and not only logically won't you have peace of mind, but you will be kona its opposite. That's point five. Point six, v'ofen hashishi. Shamachzik mashka mechaveiro. We'll stop here. What? Yeah, it's not our Loshon Rishonim, the early ones. Siman Mem Ches. Then we're learning Tanya at 9:30 if you want to stick around. We're learning Tanya even if you don't stick around, unless no one sticks around. Simen mem ches pasabo bekisnin. We really, the simen is all about Borim and Amazonos. We're in the middle of the pasabo bekisnin.